The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 29th of November, the month has shot by.
I know.
Oh, hey.
We're here. This is live.
It's true.
You're alive.
I'm alive.
And I'm alive.
It's always good. And Jared's alive. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What kind of national day is today?
Today is Cyber Monday.
Oh, that's right. I just was looking at all the computer stuff, and it said the kind of deals you can get on Cyber Monday. So I don't know. I haven't even looked yet. I'm looking at lead stories. We have a lot to cover this morning. Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody had a safe Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, you know that I hosted the show Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of last week. And it was a lot of fun, but we missed Carl. You know that he was taking advanced pistol classes. We'll have to talk about that. And then we drove I think we had a 2,000-mile road trip. You know, it's a hard thing to drive, the first day was 12 hours, the second day was 10 hours, something like that. And GPS is not always accurate. That's one thing that we follow the signs. It says from, you know, to Reno, from, you know, space to Reno, and then follow from Reno to Redding. Don't think that there's a variation of a GPS that's going to take you off like at least an hour.
Infinity Road.
Sunny today with a high of 73, mostly clear tonight with overnight 49. And when we drove in yesterday, we went right to where we have our beautiful horse boarded, and I said, my God, look at this weather. So, obviously, you guys had a beautiful Thanksgiving weekend. Tomorrow calls for sunny with a high of 75, overnight lows at 53. Wednesday calls for sunny with a high of 75. Oh, my gosh, T-shirt weather. Thursday, 72. Friday, 69. There we go with a beautiful, clear sky, sunny skies. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
7:07 in the morning, and the news always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Well, I'm just kind of giving a little pause there so people can lean in, especially with the when you think about the new strain of COVID-19.
Yeah,
heavily mutated Omicron, or as it's called in other circles, COVID-19 new. Now, what's this mean? They're saying it could be more contagious to younger people. And the White House will restrict or has restricted travel from South Africa, and who, by the way, discovered it. And as South Africa puts it, we have a very, very robust medical system here where we do a lot of discoveries. We do a lot of, of research on diseases and everything. So we find this thing first and tell people about it immediately, and Joe Biden shuts down travel from our country and six other African nations. Now, this, of course, is the same Joe Biden that called when Trump did it to and called China, and restricted from China, called Trump xenophobic, hysterical, it's Band-Aid, didn't do any good. I mean, this is the same Joe Biden. He and Kamala were saying that about Trump. Well, if that's the case, why is he doing it to South Africa? Because he's hysterical. Xenophobic.
Well, I understand. We can look at the two different things. But, let's talk about...
No, I mean, I understand why Trump did it. I understand why, why Biden's do it. But let's not be, so...
Our kids are very concerned. One, she is a nurse, and he, a U.S. Marshal, has been traveling around different, from Albuquerque and been traveling to different states, and they both were very alerted to the fact that there is this new strain. because it affects their everything that they do in a daily life as well. Now, we will say it's very interesting to see state by state. When we were in New Mexico, it's masked up. You see it on the highway. You see it in the little flashing overhead signs in the freeway on the way to mask up. Everywhere you entered, you must have a mask in New Mexico. And then let's not forget Las Vegas, masked up. Now, we did see a few people in the casino that weren't masked, but they would remind you to put your mask on. So in Las Vegas, in fact, we went to one restaurant where we sat in the Dean Martin booth, and it was mask up as you walk through the door, mask up as you walk from the bar to the front desk where they seat you, mask up from the desk to the booth. And when you're in the booth, you can take your mask off. So that was interesting. And then as we got closer to California, we drove through back parts of Reno, nobody was masked. We got through certain parts of Yarrington, nobody, we went into a Safeway, nobody, or Raley's, nobody was masked. And interesting, you know, sometimes this is the cool thing about driving, because you get to see different towns, topographies. And what we learned about Yarrington is that it's the onion capital of the United States. Did you know that?
I didn't know it until that day.
Yeah. Well, we talked to, we asked where the bathrooms were in the back. Oh, no, we asked about the fields, because there were all these fields and we were wondering what they were growing.
I thought they were growing, hay, alfalfa. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, some of them are, but many of them are growing onions.
Right.
And that Yarrington is the apple or onion capital of the world.
Yeah, and it's interesting, in those drives.
Really?
What
so,
you learn when you really engage with other people about their community.
Smell oniony, but then again, maybe it's not harvest time.
You know what I was really impressed with, too, when I said to Carl, I know this is little things that hit you along the way, was that we went in the back of the store to try to find, the place to go. And on their little pegboard in the back were all these darling thank you notes. And I really believe in thank you notes. I know it's a generation that texts, but a thank you note to me is when I get one, and I know that I have to sit down and write a few while I'm, talking about this. But the art of the thank you note for current generation just seems to be something of the past. But on their little billboard in the back, they had, thank you for buying my pig. Thank you for donating to our seniors cause. And there were all these beautiful, thank you for all you've done for our family. All these beautiful thank you notes that were pegged. And I thought, I wish I would have taken a picture of that. I really should have in that moment, now thinking back, to take a picture of that and post it on Facebook about the art of the thank you note, because that's a keepsake. You know, text messages are fleeting, but a thank you note is a thought out human touch to a piece of paper, mail. It's like a letter. When you get a letter, it's like golden.
That's true. No, that is true. So often that we forget that. I send them an email or I send them this. And I guess for people that would be, suffice. But if you really, it really is impressive.
We've had people that come on our show before, and they send a thank you note to us here, and it's just nice, isn't it, Carl? Just okay.
May I?
Yes.
Yes, it is nice, as I was saying, because it is getting rarer in our society, and we're just as bad. No, we're just as bad. You know, times that we go, oh, gosh, we've got to drop a thank you note, and we don't. But we have two thank you notes going out today.
Yes, we do. With three, actually.
Three. So
happy Hanukkah. The Festival of Lights began last night. We'll continue until sundown on December 6th. And, of course, we're going to be talking about other headlines
to be mixed up with the Garden of Lights.
No, they call it the Festival of Lights.
In the Jewish religion.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, the one thing that did happen when we were down in New Mexico is our kids went over to the Sleep Number store. They said, they asked us about the Sleep Number bed, and we told them, it's a great bed. So they went over to the Sleep Number store. They laid on the bed.
2 hours later.
Yeah. They laid on the bed, and when they got into the zero gravity, portion of a bed where the head of the bed comes up and the foot of the bed comes up and takes all pressure off your back, Vince's eyes got real wide.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he's had back problems, and he's had back surgery since he's been in the U.S. Marshals.
And the Marines.
And he was like, he goes, oh, my God, this is great. So they ended up buying a bed just like ours.
Right. Right.
So that was one of those things that it was. We learned a lot more also just by sitting there, just about how adjusting the bed,
right.
The 360 smart bed, and how it adjusts to you, and how and how it keeps track.
In Mayo Clinic has done
some things. Yeah,
the
Mayo
Clinic. The bed of the NFL. And anyway, so yeah, so my sleep number setting last night, I put it down to 35.
And I dropped my sleep number setting to 90 because how can the bed react if you've got it at the firmness, is what she said. And I went, oh, that's up great. Hey, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's Sleep Number's Black Friday sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus special financing that ends today. November 29th, only at Sleep Number stores or on sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number store, of course, is over in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson. Or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams, or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop-off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
And good morning and welcome to this Monday morning edition, the 29th. TikTok, it is Cyber Monday here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, getting ready to open up that fourth branch down in Anderson. They are. Cornerstone Community Bank is a truly community bank. Local board of directors, local people running it, all of that stuff. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown on 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened.
Okay, a couple things that are in the headlines. This one I thought was kind of interesting. U.S. custom officials seized nearly 4,000 bongs. You heard that right.
Bongs?
Bongs at D.C. airport. No bongs allowed. That's just at the D.C. airport. That's interesting. It used to be like, furry handcuffs or something like that. So they what's trending?
Furry handcuffs.
Now it's the bongs are not allowed. And a Maryland woman just claimed her third 50,000 lottery prize. There's lucky, and then there's this. Can you imagine?
She won
three times she has won the lottery.
$50,000.
Yes, and then I thought maybe you would want to hear this one, Carl, because I thought this was very interesting that the number $6.75 billion, that's how much Japan is adding to its already record annual military spending in a rush to bolster air and maritime defenses as it grows more concerned about threats posed by China and North Korea.
Gee, really? I tell you, when China bought that first aircraft carrier, and right then the United States should have started building long-range standoff weapons. So they can take on the Chinese, because you don't buy an aircraft carrier and then start building them like they have to protect the Yangtze River. No, that's to project power forward.
Do you care to share with when you were at this place that you were doing the advanced pistol class, and you have people from all over the world that come to this rather large area. Where you can, in your heart's delight, you can shoot, you can rappel, 60, you can do
67 ranges.
How many people were there? Probably.
Our week, that just that weekend, there was probably like, I think they said something like 600 to 800 people. The weekend before it was like 1,100.
In Pahrump,
yeah, that were shooting. So, during that week, so it's.
That's a lot of people.
And Pahrump has, the stagecoach inn has become a home away from home for Ted Leidy and I. I can't say enough about about that place. Are the beds extremely comfortable? Nah. Are the rooms extremely, chachi? No. They're old rooms. But did the TV work? Yes. Did the remote work? Yes.
Motel 6 is a step up.
Did the toilets and the showers work? Yes.
All right.
Did they serve a buffet breakfast that was good? Yes, as part of the price.
Yeah.
They did. Did they fix lunches for you so you'd have something to eat at noon because you can't leave the place? It's not enough time. Yes. So, would I recommend the Stagecoach Inn? Or whatever they call it, casino, or whatever they call it in Pahrump, yes. And for the price, it's a two yes from Carl. It's a two thumbs up when you figure all that stuff in. And the people are friendly. Now,
while you were gone.
No, wait a minute now.
You're not finished with your role.
No,
okay.
There's some more to this.
Don't step on it.
We go out there, and there's Northern Firearms Instruction, and there's 13 instructors there, 13 or 14. Male and female. And I discovered that Jen O'Hara from Girls with Guns and Christy Titus, who is the Ruger rep, women's face.
Women's division,
Ruger,
yes.
Of Ruger Firearms. Can shoot the eyes out of a squirrel at 200 yards with a pistol. And I'm kind of like there watching this. I'm coaching Christy, right? Well, I don't know what to coach her except to say, you know, you might shoot a little bit faster. Okay. I mean, what am I going to tell her? Oh, you're holding the gun wrong? No. Oh, you've got to concentrate on the front sights? No. She's tearing it up. And you know, she kept her finger off the trigger. I mean, you know, and then Jen was just as good. And then when they shot it, you know, they got together after the first 2 days. So they were with each other shooting. So that was, you know, their targets had very little tape used on them, unlike mine. I think I went through a whole roll of tape. So here's my only thing, my friends, is we do hostage. Part of it is taking a hostage taker and punching a hole in the hostage taker, but not the hostage. So if I come running up and you've been taken hostage, as I told Linda.
Yes.
As I told Linda, if you see me draw my firearm, close your eyes. It could be good or bad, but you just probably don't want to see what's coming. Anyway, it's a good course. Front sight is a good course, and we had a great time with all the people that were there, and then off to see the kids.
And I'm very curious, though, is that, you know, besides the class that you took with 15 other instructors that you saw people from all over the world.
Oh, yeah, there was 30. On that one, there was 40 people on that
in
course.
In your class.
In
okay.
Course, yeah.
All right. Okay, so.
Plus, you know, they've got people, their classes are constantly running. As you finish one class, another class is coming in, but they have 60 ranges out there, 60 or 62 ranges. So it's not that, you know, it's not crowded. In other words, so you're not shooting in a whole line of people. So. It's something to take a look at. If you're interested in it, give me a call. Because we can... No, I mean, if you're interested in it, give me a call. Give Ted Leidy a call at 999-1820.
All right. Okay, well, what... You know, a lot of things happened in headlines while you were gone. The two world-watched trials.
Oh. Okay, now this got a lot of discussion.
Yes.
The Rittenhouse trial and the Aubrey trial. And, you know, we're gun guys. You know, we're instructors. We instruct, you know, when to shoot, when not to shoot. You know, is your life threatened, et cetera, et cetera. And it was a full-on agreement that Rittenhouse was innocent. He kept trying to run away. And, I mean, if you want to call him stupid for showing up, okay. But he wasn't on trial for being stupid for showing up. He's 17 years old. He was asked to protect that area. Things went to hell quick. Police were being attacked. He got attacked. He kills two people and shoots a third. Now, what you couldn't bring into the trial, of course, and really had nothing to do with it, was the past of the two guys that were killed, both felons. One a pedophile.
Now, why can't you bring that into trial?
Because it would prejudice the jury.
About
because
the character.
It had nothing to do with that moment.
Okay.
Because he didn't know that. It's like if a woman accuses a man of rape, they used to let the defense attorneys take the woman apart for her whole life, and which had nothing to do with that. The rape had nothing to do with what the woman did. The guy raped her. Just so like this, the guy, just because the guys were felons and pedophiles, had nothing to do with the reason he shot.
Right.
The third guy was pointing a gun at him, and it came out in court. We listened to him say it in court. He was pointing a gun at Rittenhouse when Rittenhouse shot him in the arm. Now, Rittenhouse says that he didn't know what he shot him in the arm. He knew he just shot at him. And then he escaped again. And this time he tried to turn himself into police. That didn't work. So he ends up turning himself into police the next day in his hometown that he had shot three people. So the jury looked at it And here's a jury of that mainly women, seven women, five men, looked at the facts. And all this was playing out there. Was there going to be more problems in Kenosha? Was a Kenosha, you know, going to turn into a, you know, a mosh pit again?
Right.
Well, it didn't. He was found not guilty on every charge. Every charge not guilty by this jury. And it seems like people in Kenosha, in that area, they accepted it. Portland burnt. You know, other places, you know, rioted. But Kenosha, where it happened, it was accepted. It was a jury trial. The Aubrey case, on the other hand, was three guys chasing another man down over a perceived theft of goods. Even though the guy didn't have anything on him, they chased him down in two trucks, cornered him. The guy got out, and we listened to that trial too. Said, you know, we were, you know, whatever he did, he got out of the truck. He said the guy jumped at him, and he feared for his life, so he killed him. Well, there was no reason, first of all, to chase him down. There was no reason at all. There were three of them and one of him that he needed to, you know. Anyway, everybody agreed in that one. There was no case of that. Nobody was in danger. There was no reason to use deadly force. So that case, which was found by 11 white men and one black lady on the case. I didn't mention his Aubrey was black, but he was, and his three assailants was white. The case was found.
Some people would think that was a racially driven.
Well, some people would say that.
Yes.
And even though there was nothing in there that they could find that says that they were, you know, that they were bigoted, you know, on Facebook or anything like that, but still. Three white guys chase down a black guy, kill him. And even if he had been stealing, chase him down, kill him. And what was said by Aubrey's father was so important. He said, you know, he said, I hope anything comes out of this, people realize that all lives matter. And he said that. Those were his words, all lives matter. And some of the people like Sharpton around him just damn near fainted when he said that. So, you know, so in our community, if you want to look at that little, you know, the gun community, you know, the trainers, that they got the Rittenhouse verdict right, they got the Aubrey case right. So,
and
the jury system worked. That's right. The big thing. It worked.
Right. We'll be right back. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Happy Monday. We'll be right back.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule a delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBye. Good morning, Monday, November the 29th, 7:37 in the morning. 47 degrees out there and clear. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He guarantees his work. It's a veteran-owned business. He does outstanding work. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You will not be disappointed. Crackmaster is located at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today.
All right, I want to talk about this. Michael Strahan, former football star and host of Good Morning America, will be taking off with a crew of five other passengers December 9th amidst a global pandemic, you know, that we're all involved with, especially this new Omicron variant. Strahan won't be the first civilian in space. The Inspiration4 launch sent four civilians, a physician's assistant, an aerospace worker, a professor, and a billionaire into orbit. October William Shatner became the oldest person to go into space at the age of 90. That kind of just weirds me out to think that he's 90. Okay, anyway, but here's something telemedicine was developed by space agencies. Of course, you know, when astronauts are in space, for example, their medical information is meticulously tracked. In fact, astronauts often run medical experiments in space to help researchers better understand how the human body reacts to the properties of space, which is very interesting because while we were in Albuquerque, our kids are good friends with one of the husbands is a total brainiac, and their two daughters are going to school.
He works over at Sandia Labs.
And one of the daughters is going becoming a biotech engineer expert. She's getting her master's, and she's working with a team doing a NASA project right now. And I find it very interesting because it's for women in space. So when they have to do their urine samples in space, again, you give me a weird look, but I mean, if we talk about body parts or body parts.
Well, when they urinate in space, they've got to, because there's no gravity, they've got to be able to capture everything that comes out, whether it's male or female.
Right.
But the problem is that it's more difficult for females.
Yeah, because we have an innie, and so they're trying to discover or create a product that is for females that are going to be, because obviously this must be the future as we talk about people with space travel, that when because they're getting UTI, they're having problems with UTI infections because of the fact that
urinary tract infections.
Yes.
In case you didn't know what that was.
And so this is interesting. She is working with
women are getting it more than men.
She's a girl. She's getting her master's working with a NASA project. So I just thought
trying to find out how they can collect urine easier and safer with less. With less infection from women in space.
Well, because we've got more space launches happening through, again, private industry. But I thought it was interesting that telemedicine was actually developed by space agencies, of course, because they've got to check in through, you know, doing exactly that. And that's how you recently had an appointment through – that's becoming kind of the norm, isn't it, Carl?
Yeah, I had one with he was in San Francisco, and I was over at the VA. It was interesting. He has all my records there in front of him, so I mean, he can see me, I can see him. It wasn't like it was a proctology exam or anything like that. But no, okay. But you can. There's lots of things you can do with telemedicine. It's not unusual. But hey, I don't know if you've been following all of these break-ins in San Francisco, LA, Chicago. I mean, Philadelphia just set the new homicide record. It broke their homicide record that it stood for 3 decades. But the people that are breaking into these stores, they're parking their cars outside. These are organized gangs of thugs and robbers. And in fact, in some cases, they have found that they're being paid to rob these stores and bring all this stuff back out and give it to the person that's, you know, employed them so they can then go sell it across lines or on the internet and all these. But imagine this, that you have 20 people invade your store and they come in and they swarm in stealing everything they possibly can. And just when you think, okay, oh my God, they've stolen everything. They've tried to break the windows in these high value stores. Didn't work. They couldn't break the windows. Now, then they just come right through the door. So the other thing though is this one jewelry store was hit by like 20 people and broke things, stole stuff, and they, just as they were getting back to normal, the second wave came in of about 15. Teenagers came in and stole, crashed, broke, and stole things. They run outside, get into cars that are waiting for them, and off they go. This is, what do you steal at Lowe's? The entire hammer section was cleaned out by the suspects. A citywide tactical alert has been lifted in the majority of the city after smash and grab robbery occurred inside a high-end shop in Melrose, the LA Police Department said. They defined a tactical alert as enabling every available officer to respond to an incident if needed. A large group of people on Friday went into the Beverly Grove clothing store and stole several items. And then they sold others. It appeared pepper spray was used during the incident, but it was not clear how the group entered the building and if anyone was arrested. 6 smash and grab robberies took place in the Fairfax District, Beverly Grove, and Hancock Park on Black Friday. Well, that sets a new tone about Black Friday shopping. I mean, when people come in and just smash, grab, and run.
Yeah. When you defund police and you stop following the rules and you start to bend like there's a gray zone, you don't really know what the rule are. Well, we got a rule when you run a red light. We saw 6 people being ticketed on Wednesday through the 1,000-mile drive we did. 6 people ticketed on Wednesday. That's numerous amounts of other cops on the street. We saw 2 yesterday.
They're all on the freeway.
Yeah. And so the rule is you go 70, you go 644, and they, as you're coming to town, you have to follow the rule. Otherwise, you get a red ticket. So there's still rules of the road.
Well,
but yet,
if you steal anything under $950, you get a ticket in California. You don't get arrested.
Well, what I'm saying is that
it's wrong.
Our law enforcement friends that are across the states say that this is what, you know, this within the very defund cities that are like, we don't need you, this is what's happening in those organizations or in those communities.
Yeah. Well, but it could literally, it could happen here in Redding, which is just the opposite. If there was, they're like flash mobs that, okay, so they could go to, a jewelry store and come crashing in through the doors, except for two things. One, there's not the people around here to do something like that, organize. Two, all the store owners are armed. And trust me, they come in there trying to break things. There is going to be a shootout like you can't believe. I truly believe that. Okay, well, we got to take a break.
Coming back, we've got some tickets to give away, so stay tuned. Hey, Estate Granite brings you the next segment. We're going to just say that we're going to roll into the next segment. Mike Huber, who is the owner of a veteran-owned business, he does so much. Actually, we remember how he, in his driving company, gave a $3,500 check to Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum. This guy's always doing a lot of Santa work. That is Estate Granite, where he does this incredible artist work. 241 Stone. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Play our Fall into Winter $75,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Win free slot play and cash every Thursday in November at 7 and 8 p.m. Final drawing on November 25th at 7 and 8 p.m. 25 lucky winners will have the chance to fall into winter with cold hard cash and free slot play. All you need is a free River Club card to play. More drawings, more winners, more fun. What would you do with all that cash? 21 to participate. See WinRiver.com for more information.
Hey Shasta County, my name is Chris Kellstrom and I'm running for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor. There's a lot of issues that need to be discussed leading up to next year's election. Crime, fires, a new jail, and state as well as federal mandates. You can reach me at Kellstrom4DIST5@yahoo.com. That's Kellstrom4DIST5@yahoo.com. Or call 530-744-4539. I look forward to earning your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve a growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Redding. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Quick and clean.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Good morning and welcome to this Monday edition of Free Fire Radio. This is Linda Bott along with Mr. Carl Bott, Lieutenant Colonel Carl Bott.
Thank you, ma'am.
Marine Corps retired. 7:49 in the morning. Okay, let's go here. So this headline, UK bureaucrats.
How about we go here?
All right. Well, okay, because this is going to, I'm going to go into the bling at Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's getting to be Christmas, my friends. What a great place. Would you agree, Linda?
I think that it's their annual Christmas sale and their anniversary sale. So, yeah, go into Four Winds Jewelry. Now, the UK bureaucrats banned the word Christmas
2225 Hilltop Drive
for fear it would offend minorities. British civil servants have apparently embraced their inner Scrooge, vetoing the use of the word Christmas from being used in a coronavirus testing drive aimed at students, arguing that the use of the term runs the risk of offending minorities within the country. The campaign, which reportedly would have revolved around ministers using the slogan, "Don't take COVID home for Christmas," is part of a larger government effort to limit the spread of the Chinese coronavirus after two cases of the Omicron variant were discovered on shore. So now they've gone with don't take COVID-19 home for the holidays as it links to school and university Christmas holidays. Well, according to this one guy, he says, as a Muslim, I find it ridiculous we can't enjoy this special time of year. I look forward to showing my new son his first Christmas tree. The idea you can't mention Christmas is completely ridiculous. That is according to one of the Muslims
Well, here we go. It's just something else. But this is how we celebrate, one of the ways we celebrate Christmas.
Well, I just want to bring this as a segue into the fact that right here in Redding, California, we have Redding Garden of Lights, and we are so looking forward to going this week to this wonderful display. We have two tickets we're giving away right now at this moment. KCNR, give us a call at 605-4567. And these two tickets are really valuable because they're good for any night. All right, through December 31st. Two tickets. All right.
605-4567.
Our first caller.
Hey, if you were going to go to a pub in England, you may want to take the one in Yorkshire, England, called the Tan Hill Inn, because their guest went there for a Friday concert. This is Friday, you know, 3 days ago. Went there for a concert, and what happened? Great concert. It was an Oasis tribute band called No Oasis. While they're there, a snowstorm hits in Yorkshire. 3 days later, they are still there, stuck. They can't get roads cleared. They're there. And, I mean, you know, but being stuck in a pub for 3 days, and then you have to wonder, well, they're going to start running out of food at some time. But the people there were, you know, does the band play for 3 days? I mean, what do you do there? But they've been there for 3 days, and hopefully they'll get out today. In Okinawa during typhoon times, when they hit the alarm for the typhoon, no matter where you were, you had to stay in place until they lifted that alarm. So when it looked like the typhoon was getting ready, I mean, it was close, we'd make a dash to the officers' club because there was food there. But there was also, a bar. So you could end up in there for a couple of days. And you couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't go to work, couldn't do anything, even though that most of us made it to work. However, when you got into those things, you wanted to be in a nice place because sometimes you could be there for 2 or 3 days. So you always wanted to be a place where you could, you know, at least have something to eat. All right.
Jared, who is our winner?
Our winner is Bill.
Well, Bill, congratulations. Come by the station at 1326 Market Street, and you can get those two tickets. Wonderful. Okay, I've got some news of the weird.
Good for any day.
You want to hear some news of the weird?
Oh, well, yes.
I when I see these articles, I have to share them because we all know that everybody's so politically correct these days. apparently, when it was back to school time all across the country and in Kentucky, one district has an unexpected challenge at one of its high schools, or had one of their challenge. It seems that high school students in the Meade County School District are attending school dressed as and acting like cats. One grandmother is upset because her two grandchildren don't want to go to school. Apparently, from what this grandmother understands, they're called furries. They identify with animals. These people hiss and scratch at you if they don't like something you're doing. The students are told they can't wear hats or Budweiser shirts in school, but they can wear cat ears, cat tails, masks, leashes. It doesn't make any sense. Which then segues for me into the fact that they can't wear hats, they can't wear Budweiser t-shirts, but they can come to school in hats, leashes, cat ears, cat tails, masks, and they're called furries, and so they're trying to figure that one out. But that segues to our granddaughter who's at college and taking a psychology class. Oh. A gender understanding of 72.
There's 72 genders.
Genders. 72
okay.
Genders.
And now,
how many can
I
you
will
name?
I will give.
Can you believe that?
I will give $25 of Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person who can call in and name 10 genders.
Okay, I don't know 10, but I guess I'll get looking.
Well, you just have to write them down if they look. I will give you the first one. Male. Okay, now you can get 9 more. And we're
72
not
genders.
You. We are not kidding you. 72 different genders.
This is what she has to learn about in her psychology class.
Right. And I mean, and there's one that I'm going to talk about whether you get them or not. So I'm going to give you number 2. Here's an omnigender. This is a person that can switch as the moments go by from male to female.
Or to.
Yeah, male to female. And it's omnigender. It can happen, you know, 2 or 3 times an hour. Omnigender. Now, so it's 2 I gave you. You only have to come up with 8 more and you can win $25 of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Okay, so people who identify as omnisexual are attracted to those of all gender identities and sexual orientations.
There you go.
In the category of multisexuality, which includes people who are attracted to more than one gender.
Okay, there it is. Your omnigender is somebody that can go. And so why wouldn't that person be a bisexual? Because this is different. This is a gender thing. Anyway, can you imagine studying that there's 72 genders? I mean, that's right now. Maybe by the time the school year is over, there'll be 80. So if you can name 10, and I've given you 2, and I think you could probably figure a third one pretty easy, $25 of Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Okay, so here is omnisexual, a sexuality in which a person feels attracted to all genders. Differences between omni and pansexuality.
You just gave a third one.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Pansexuals mostly identify themselves as gender blind. Gave you another one. An omnisexual person does notice the gender but simply doesn't care.
Okay. You know, makes me want to, she is a pretty level-headed young lady, our granddaughter. And I said, so what do you say about?
Sophomore in college.
Yeah, what do you talk about in this class? She says, well, she says there's a Marine, former Marine that's in the class that just stands up to him and just hammers back. And the instructor, and God bless the instructor for this, the instructor doesn't put her thoughts are, at least not so obvious. She lets them discuss things, and that one Marine will take them all on. And Ashlyn says, you know, you learn a lot listening to both sides. I said, oh, yeah, imagine that. And she said, then one day I said something. And she says, I usually don't say anything, but one day I said something on the Marine side. And everybody in the classroom turns around and goes, she talks. You know, Ashlyn said something, and she goes, well, yeah. And she says, but because she doesn't like to get in arguments and things, but she said it's really interesting. She said there's other classes, though, that you say anything that the professor doesn't agree with, and that's it. You're cut off. You know, there'll be no discussions. So, but it was interesting to hear that down at New Mexico State. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages, and hopefully Dr. Pramila Dhanuka will be joining us after this because we're going to talk about lung cancer.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Following this morning's update from members of the White House COVID-19 response team, President Biden will tell us what he knows about the latest coronavirus variant. The Omicron variant, first identified in South Africa last week, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen applauding South Africa for immediately alerting the rest of the world to the troublesome discovery.
South Africa's analytic work and transparency in sharing its results was indispensable in allowing a swift global response. It no doubt saved many lives, and it is a model of how international cooperation should work in the face of cross-border health threats.
And hoping to keep the new variant at bay, nations around the globe are imposing travel bans and other restrictions as well. The United States restricting flights from 8 countries in southern Africa. The Biden White House unveiling this year's holiday theme and Christmas decorations.
The Executive Mansion is decked out for the season with 41 Christmas trees, 6,000 feet of ribbon, and 79,000 lights. And of course, there's a gigantic gingerbread White House that weighs several hundred pounds. Gifts from the Heart is the theme of the Biden's first White House Christmas. In this year's holiday guidebook, the first couple write that faith, family, and friendship are among the gifts that tie together the heartstrings of our lives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russia claiming success in its latest test firing of a hypersonic missile. Launched from a ship in the White Sea, the missile reportedly hit a target some 215 miles away. The new experimental weapon set to be commissioned next year. Wall Street, the Dow's up 70 points, the Nasdaq 199 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
It happened in a Western Michigan bus station.
Police say the incident started when a 54-year-old man boarded a bus at the Kalamazoo Transportation Center and shot three people. Arriving police engaged the man and wounded him. All the injured were taken to the hospital where the suspect died. The other three were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police are investigating a motive. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Talks focusing on Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers have resumed in Vienna. That's according to Iran's state-run news agency, which reports the start of the talks after a more than five-month hiatus. The remaining signatories to the nuclear deal, formerly known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, Iran, Russia, China, France, Germany, and Britain, convened at the luxury hotel where the agreement was signed 6 years ago. The talks came as Austria is a week into a lockdown because of the coronavirus pandemic. Townhall.com. Postal workers who remember all too well packages and letters piled up in distribution hubs a year ago, gearing up for another holiday crush.
The Postal Service and private shippers UPS and FedEx are bolstering their hiring by bringing in about 230,000 seasonal workers to ensure they don't become overwhelmed by packages again. But low product inventories and port and supply chain disruptions are creating new uncertainty about getting gifts delivered on time. Despite that, U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said this month, quote, "We are ready."
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Shares of Twitter have been surging this morning On a report that co-founder Jack Dorsey will be stepping down as the company's chief executive. Let's get on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 67 points, while the NASDAQ is ahead 197. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can jump into our chat room. The chat room's a little slow this morning. People are still waking up from the turkey overdoses they had. And 8:05 today on the 29th of November, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Jared's there. That you told us it was Cybersecurity Day? No.
Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday is another day. Anything else?
Actually, yeah, it's kind of funny since you guys are talking about handwriting thank you notes. It's Electronic Greetings Day.
I have received several friends who just don't believe in mailing because it's costing so much these days. And I understand that it costs the stamp to send a letter and to buy a card is really, on a super budget.
Go to the dollar store.
Well, I'm just saying.
No. $1.25 store.
You're right. It has gone up to $1.25.
Not the 99-cent store.
But you can buy cards there for, you know, less than a dollar a piece, and they're decent cards. And it's the thought, right? It's not how much it glitters. It's the thought that from our family to your family, have a blessed Christmas, have a wonderful New Year. I mean, that's the thing, right? So think about that. Go down and get your cards that way. Or just write a note, you know, sincere note, asking for money. Okay. Jared, what other day is? Oh, it's electronic greeting cards. Have you gotten the Thanksgiving Day cards or Christmas cards from this one company sent to you by other people? Have you ever had one of those?
What? So you're talking about a specific company?
Well, no, it's just by anybody that you get electronic happy Thanksgiving card.
I don't know about a card. I mean, I usually text people like happy Thanksgiving with a picture of a turkey on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, but these come in and it's from some company that somebody sends it to you and then you open it up and it, you know, it shows us, you know.
No, I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, you've never seen those? You know what I'm talking about, though. Okay. All right.
So now, I wanted to share, you know, what are you doing for the holidays? I want you to know that on Wednesday, this Wednesday night, December 1st, I am going to, along with Pat Karch, along with Bruce Kalin, along with Lou White, and along with Mike Costa, we are going to be doing a Christmas show at the Riverview Country Club. Now, that's Wednesday night, December 1st, and I'm going to give you the number because this particular night, if you're not a member, they are opening up to like 20 spaces. So I don't know where they are with the number as far as how many people have called, because I haven't really pushed it a lot. We've been gone. I think I posted it on Facebook like maybe right before we left for our trip. But here's the number, 224-2255. That's 224-2255. And non-members, there's 20 spaces for non-members to come to this night. That is, we're going to be upstairs at the country club with a beautiful view. It starts at 5 with cocktails. 6 o'clock is dinner, and it's $60 a person, which gets dinner and dancing and the fun night at Riverview Country Club. So come join us because we get to do our Christmas music.
And
we
so
get to do our Christmas music.
What's the name of this?
Well, we're calling up Martinis with Santa. We'll have a Santa there, and, of course, One of my original songs I wrote with Cam King is called Martinis with Santa. So that will be fun.
Cool.
And then, but we're also going to be traditional. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot of fun. So you could come and it's not necessarily that it's in concert. So you can visit, you can have fun. There'll be some dancing. We're going to do Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in kind of a rock and roll style. It's going to be a blast. So give a call at 224-2255. And there's my shameless plug.
There you go. But it's a great show.
Guess who's with us?
Another great, you know what? Here's another great person.
Dr. Someone that warms my heart.
Dr. Pramila Dinuke.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Thanks for being flexible. We didn't know we were going to be back today. We hoped we were going to be back today, so we kind of left this day
open. We drove 2,000 miles, a 2,000-mile road trip.
That's amazing. Yeah. I want to do that one of these days.
Well, you do get to see, how other people live in communities. It's always an eye opener. We learn a whole lot while doing so. But welcome. And so what is happening in the world of Pramila Dinuke? Doctor.
The world of Pramila Dinuke is her Pace Cancer Center. So apart from usual, what we do in there, and especially with this COVID going on for the last couple of years, it's been, challenging. To say the least at this time, because initially we couldn't even see all of our patients. Initially we had to kind of prioritize who we are going to be letting in the office, because we wanted to cut down on the infection rates and help. And it was a challenge initially to get everybody to work on, COVID mm-hmm. vaccine, especially all my patients are high risk from COVID right. standpoint. So we made it a goal geared towards that and made sure that even right now there are a few who are left, but most of our high risk, everybody on the high risk group is all vaccinated almost more than, I would say, I don't have an exact numbers, but I would say more than 95%.
Well, that's important for the high risk.
Absolutely, because right. it does protect them. Their immunity is compromised, especially if they're on medications which are doing it. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure they're all safe. And so that was important part for us, challenging part for us in last couple of years. But it's gone well, and I'm very happy to say we didn't get any infection in our office despite working there for all this almost...
Wow.
Two years nonstop. We didn't take a break. We didn't go off. We didn't shut down our office. And despite that, we haven't had a single episode in our office. There was one case, but the patient hadn't been seen for 2 weeks. So we were okay. We didn't have to do anything there. But, that's the thing.
Well, we've had two cases here, but those are the two that have not been inoculated. So, now, does that, because you can still catch it even if you are vaccinated.
Right now, what they're saying is anybody can catch it.
Anybody can catch it. So, I don't hold that as being any difference, but it just, in our group, for the ones that haven't been vaccinated or the ones that got it.
And so we have you here this whole hour. So can you just share with us, do you get these alerts coming out with now this other variant called the Omni?
Yeah. Alerts, we are getting CDC and local California, health guidelines. But it's not like an alert directly to me. We get from Mercy Hospital, their changes, policies, anything new happens, and Shasta Regional, we do get direct emails from there about their plan so we can coordinate with them.
So I wonder, with what you're talking about, because we are talking about lung. Like you're saying, with Lung Cancer Awareness Month, that with COVID, it does, that COVID-19 specifically, I don't know about the Omni, but they're different strains. And as we can recall, 2 years ago when we were having dinner, I know that you guys had talked about the fact that there's, now that this is out, there's going to be variants.
And it's expected.
Oh, yeah, you all were talking about it when it was happening. The first one, you went, stand by.
Before the shutdown.
And you said, stand by, it's going
to
get worse.
And this is expected. This is what this virus does. This is, we have to understand what we are dealing with. This is the cycle. This is the life cycle. There will be little shifts. There will be little changes as they grow. And this is expected, and we all adapt to it. That's my favorite one. We have lived for millions of years with the viruses. It's not like we haven't. Our bodies are tuned to it. We do get better. Of course, in the process, we do lose some people, you know.
Like we would the pneumonia or the flu.
Pneumonia or any other virulent organism, bacteria, virus, anything that mm-hmm. comes out, we do lose, but as a group, we survive, right? So, and the goal is to minimize that risk and do the best we can under the circumstances. So, I think we will be able to go on with our lives, but we will have to make little adjustments, and our bodies have to make adjustments, you know, mm-hmm. what it is doing. And I think that's okay, because that's what our lives are about, right? We live in the soup of bacteria, virus, all around us.
The soup. I'm tired of living in the soup. But, if the other side of it is, if you don't want to live in the soup, you're 6 feet under. I can have soup. Hey, we have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, oncologist in Pace Cancer Center, and a wonderful person. Did I say that? Yes. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And here's another wonderful person. And she was your guest host or co-host, Linda, on the the other week. And
she is just a lot of fun.
She is a lot of fun, but she knows what she's talking about, my friends. She's been helping families and veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And if you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401ks, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation.
And Medicare.
Medicare, life insurance.
What not to sign up for, sign up for.
Yeah, we need to
Don't call the 800 number.
Don't call the 800 number. Call 221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
I'm so glad you're educating people about this. They're frauding our Medicare patients.
They're frauding. Okay. Did you hear that? Okay.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. All right, we'll be right back.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Yes, we're live today on the 29th of November, 8:20 in the morning, and about 44 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. It just received an A rating from the LeapFrog, rating company. It's national, and they have ratings from A to F, I guess. But Shasta Regional got an A, which is extraordinarily well done by Shasta Regional. They're also one of the highest rated hospitals in the nation for by the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services for many of the treatments that you can get there, many of prevention treatments, many of the things that happen to people. You're being taken care of so well at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda and I are here with Dr. Pamela Danuka, and it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month, but there's other things, too. We were talking, when we left, you were talking about Medicaid.
Yeah, before the break, we did bring up, we had this at-length conversation with Judy Maxwell, who handles Medicare and gets it down with her customers. But, Pamela, we were talking about the Advantage scam that you were seeing firsthand. Can we just kind of cover that for our listeners?
What's happening is, and I call it scam, because our poor veterans or elderly patients, they don't know what's going on. They are told lies, blatant lies, that you'll get a free dental, you'll get free this, and you'll get free that, and you don't have to pay copay. And they are made to believe that you will have two insurances, Medicare as well as on top of it, the second plan. But once they sign up, then they realize it's not two. First of all, it's only one, and they have been thrown out of the Medicare. So these plans are Medicare Advantage plans. That's what they're calling it. And so you lose the Medicare, original Medicare, and then you get onto these plans. But there are such high restrictions on doing anything on those plans. Everything, including any minimal test you want to do, anything you want to do, you have to get an approval. First of all, it takes anywhere from 48 hours to 1 week. And in our, cancer situation, it delays treatment. It causes so much problem, even for the nausea medicine. Like when they used to approve cancer medicines for any cancer, it was assumed that you would be getting nausea medicines all covered and they would pay for it. Now, every single medicine you're giving, you will need to get a separate approval for that.
Now, this isn't under the Medicare.
This doesn't happen when you have straight Medicare.
Okay, this is under something called Medicare Advantage, which I've heard of. I mean, you see it on TV all the time.
Yeah, and they're spending so much money, TV, radio, propagating it, and they're actually fooling people. And then they, for 1 year you cannot switch. So we are trying to educate all our patients also about it, mm-hmm. that they need to switch back to their original Medicare because they do have a chance to switch back from now on till I think January. And whoever has got it, they can go back if they call us.
And you have sent letters to each of your patients
yes.
to say if you changed because you, just to say, you know, I'm sorry, but our elder population.
Yeah.
A lot of that generation were handshake deals. They just don't understand that people are calling their, you know, my mother's had two scam attacks mm-hmm. that literally from somebody calling her saying your computer's been, mm-hmm. you know, and she's thinking, oh, really? You know, they take her credit card.
Yep.
And another one. But so you can just imagine that there are all kinds of scams that are going and you've seen it firsthand.
Absolutely. And they're targeting these innocent people sitting at home. They call, make phone calls. And on the phone, if they say yes, they will start switching them around. So not even giving them any information. And these agents who are doing it, they make money off them. And then you can't do anything for, I mean, later on, there's nothing you can do for the whole year except keep working, trying to work that. And that makes so much harder for the doctors and the other healthcare providers who are trying to help them.
Okay, I just think that's like such a powerful takeaway from this morning show. That's another testimony from a doctor telling our listeners right now the valuable information of this Medicare Advantage and the 800 number and calling or people calling you and to not get off your original Medicare. You think you're saving money, but in the long term, you're at such a disadvantage if you have to go in and get some kind of care that it takes 48 to a 1 week to even, and how do you, each thing has to be approved. That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
And especially if you're a little bit older.
Yeah, no, because you need so many things, and then you can't get anything started. And you have, every time our staff has to work overtime to get these people situated to where they need to be. You know? And they get lulled into the words, free dental, free this, free. There's nothing free. Nobody's giving you anything free. They're taking from you from the actual things that you deserve and giving you something which is actually all full of lies.
Mm. Wow. Okay. That's scary.
Warning. WARNING with
warning.
A red flash.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay.
Will, warning, Will Robin.
So we're here because it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And let's just talk about symptoms because we want to highlight, you know, really why this is the month. There's always a dedication like a heart month, so it's Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
Even though it's kind of at the end of the month, but we've been working because you've been gone, we've been gone, but we need to be here for the Dr. Pramila.
Yeah, no, what happened is like this whole time, we used to do much more, even public awareness-wise, but because of the COVID, we have only been able to do what we can do without having too many people around. So we have also tried to work throughout this month, and I think this next month also we are going into it with the public awareness program with that bus science that we are doing. That also is going to be still going around more an extra month, so we can compensate a little bit about educating our you know people in this community about the dangers of smoking, vaping, all those things that are going on. And actually, I'll tell you one thing. I was so impressed this time for Black Friday sale. I went down to the mall and the Stop Vaping that .org or something. There is a non-profit mm-hmm. that they put so many banners there on the halls. I was thrilled. I was really so happy that this is happening. In you know, there is more and more people participating in trying to help us.
Okay, and the vaping is really scary because kids.
Yeah, I mean it's so.
Have they banned the flavored?
I think the flavored in certain states, not everywhere uniformly, but
right.
California has banned the flavored, but other ones are still out there.
Okay, we're here with Dr. Pramila Dunuka, a noted oncologist and who has the Pace Cancer Center. Right here in Reading is our guest, and we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sanford Square Barbershop. Okay, and then just telling me she's threatening to punch me if I don't talk louder or faster?
Come on, let's go.
Cypress Square Barbershop where I get my hair cut. I've got to make an appointment because my hair is coming down all over my face and everything. And so Tim or Logan can be the ones to give you a haircut. It's man's last stronghold, my friends. Give them a call at 244-9478. They work by appointment only, and this is a great place to get a haircut. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is RC with today's Cigar of the Month. Present with us is the Partagas Cortado. Wrapped in an elegant Ecuadorian Connecticut seed leaf, the bold 8-inch long Presidente is a soft smoke. Perfect with coffee after breakfast, the Partagas Cortado reaches sublime notes of creamy, spicy, and mineral-rich deliciousness. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm cruising.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Love the song. Welcome back to KCNR. If you're watching this on our video channel, Carl's doing the bump.
I'm not doing the bump.
You're fist bumping.
Oh, is that what that's
yeah,
called?
Yeah, whatever.
I thought that's the bump.
No, it's the pump.
It's the pump. It's the pump. Yeah, I was going to say no, because the bump's
not
more
the sprinkler. It's the pump.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Monday, the 29th of November, 8:34 in the morning. 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil. That's right, Shasta Siskiyou Transport Oil. Now, if you have a CFN card from SST Oil like we do, you can go anywhere and get gas. Yes, that's true. Go anywhere.
Within their CFN system.
And there's 67,000 different places you can get your car. You know, I mean, get gas in your car, including like Turbo Herbst, Rebel,
Sinclair, Loves.
Chevron,
yes.
Loves.
We were looking through the entire time we drove somewhere.
Trust me, it was easy to find gas in this, and they keep track of it for you. It's a great card to have, and SST Oil can help you with that. Give them a call at 241-1167. Just one of the many, many great things that SST Oil does. We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and we're talking Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And before we start on that, I just, you know, for people that have asked about Sue, Sue has been sick for the last couple of weeks and is going to still be out for another couple of weeks.
Yeah, just take some more time off to get...
Take some more time off to make sure she's okay.
We all know that the holidays can be taxing as well. So we just, like, take your time, get yourself 100% better, and then come to work when your body's ready.
Yeah.
And we're here with our Dr. Pramila Dhanuka. Yeah. We're talking about November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Now, Doctor, it's, you know, according to some of the articles, there are two... main forms of lung cancer, small cell lung cancer and non-small cell lung cancer. What can you kind of break that apart for us?
Sure. So pathologically, basically what happens is when we make a diagnosis of lung cancer in anybody, we take a sample from the cancer tissue, look it under the microscope, and there are certain features which are different in different types. So they are broadly divided into small cell and non-small cell. Small cell, the cells, as evident from the name, small cells are smaller, and large cells are bigger. Large non-small cells can be variable, but there are three subtypes in it that you can: adenocarcinoma, squamous cell cancer, or which one am I missing? One, I'm missing one more. One will. Squamous adenocarcinoma, and
okay, within the cell, that's
all
right.
So there are three.
You've gone beyond anything most of us need to know.
There's three variations within the cell.
So they pathologically divide them, and there is a reason why we divide them, because the treatments are a little different in each type. So we do stepwise diagnosis, division, and then we do staging. So that's the step number two. For diagnosis, we divide them in small cell, non-small cell.
Okay.
All of the non-small cell ones are treated pretty much in the same way.
Right.
And all the small cell ones are treated similarly, including the ones which are coming from neuroendocrine type also. So that's why this division is very useful clinically for us for that reason. And the treatments are completely different. Side effects are going to be different. So what to expect and how to prepare the patient, it comes along that way. It makes it so much easier.
So when you were going through your residency to become, you know, the doctor in your specialty, when did you decide, I am going to be a cancer specialist, A, and B, now you've opened your own cancer specialty center, PACE, tell us how this journey began.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting story. I was fresh into my residency program. I did my internal medicine program, and my first rotation happened to be in the oncology floor. Now, just imagine a brand new person getting into an oncology floor, and it's scary as it is,
yes.
You know, because not knowing what to do. And so I was pretty lost in the first initial days. And then I had this amazing lady as my patient. She was a 45-year-old, young, single mom who had acute leukemia. And I was handed over to take care of her.
Wow.
And it was just like, I was so involved in her situation, I would say, at that time, because she just made a remarkable she changed my life course from there on, because she was very mature. She had gone through a lot in her life, and she was saying she had one daughter, and she daughter was 16 years old, and she said, all I'm asking for is 2 years so I can see my daughter get into a college.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, it brings tears to my eyes to hear that.
Yeah, and that was just beyond. And it's not a lot, but that was very important for her, because for her own story, I mean, it was important that if she had done it, she wanted to make sure that her daughter gets in there, she'll be much better off when she gets into a college.
Right.
So that makes, and I was like, at that time, being a resident, I thought, why not? We should be able to do that. But unfortunately, a few months later, she passed away.
Okay. So, but that was a life-changing moment
that
for you.
That was a moment. And I said, you know, I want to do this. This is closer to what I feel.
Right.
This is, I want to, even though I know there'll be battles, there'll be chances, we won't succeed, there'll be things, but every success that we achieve, it's going to make me feel that I'm giving, doing a job that I couldn't do at that time, or we couldn't achieve at that time.
So your heart was like moved, and you felt like you wanted to be in the battleground. You wanted to do this work that was going to make a difference. Like if I could have been maybe with her 3 years ago, maybe. With the right treatment. So that's what you wanted to be your specialty.
I mean, it has come a long way since that happened. And even cancer treatments, leukemia treatments have come a long way since then. And I'm sure today we are doing much better job. But at that time, we couldn't do it.
Now, with lung cancer, let's talk about the fact that you don't have to just be a smoker. Automatically, when somebody says they have stage 3 or stage 1, and I'm curious as to where the stages happen.
Sure.
When all of a sudden somebody's got a stage 4 or stage 5 colon cancer or whatever cancer it is, and then 2 weeks later they're passed. So you don't have to be a smoker to have lung cancer.
Absolutely, Linda. So 85% of lung cancers are related to smoking. 15% are not. So patients who have never smoked, and we have a tendency as a group, we say, okay, you smoked, you brought it on yourself. You know, that's one reason why we have such less work done on lung cancer, and because people kind of put the blame on the patient and say, okay, he or she brought it on themselves.
Yeah, you knew all the dangers, and you still kept smoking.
So the smoking has to do...
There's a lot of people, though, that smoked that they don't get lung cancer.
That happens too.
That happens too.
Yeah.
So you've got this thing going on where if people automatically, just like you said, assume that you smoke if you got it, but you don't.
Yeah.
It'd be kids.
I have a question regarding, like, when you think about the physicality of the smoke with the finger, your hand, your mouth, what about chewing tobacco?
Chewing tobacco causes more cancers related to the mouth and esophagus and even gastric, but less on the lungs, because it's the inhaled smoke that has the carcinogens that are going and depositing in the lung and making changes in the lung cellular structure, basically.
Okay.
So I think it's the smoke goes in there because we are inhaling and exhaling or damaging the micro environment of the membranes and everything there. And that's why lung cancer is more in patients where you smoke and keep the... You know, even like a cigar, people are doing shallow smoking or deep smoking. That would make a difference there, too.
Okay, so shallow smoking, like a cigar person does, would be less, but still.
But it still is, because you're still inhaling the, you know. So it's little relatively, if you say. So it makes a difference. If you're inhaling the smoke with those carcinogens, which are present in the cigarettes or... whatever form of cigarette. There's no safe cigarette, basically. They all have problems.
Did you see an uptick with an issue with the fires and all of the pollution that we had? So there were issues with people that were maybe weakened from that?
Yeah. There were so many questions when we had fire here. People were saying, would it cause me to have lung cancer? There were really curious questions. And what my understanding is that when it is an acute problem, temporary short-term problem, your body is able to deal with it much efficiently because we have inbuilt systems of protection and getting rid of, detoxifying, getting rid of the toxins. But when you keep on doing it for a long time, that's where the problem starts.
We're talking like for a year or something, because we had days with the air quality index was like 500. You remember these?
Yeah.
It was so smoky here. But what you're saying, I believe, is the body can handle that for a shorter period of time.
The question is, like in certain parts of the world where you have chronic pollution happening, chronic smoke happening, I think those areas are much more danger of having lung cancer from persistent exposure to those kind of carcinogens, rather than some acute event that happened, heal from it and you recover your, because we are constantly making cells and shedding cells out too. So we do get rid of those damaged DNA, damaged cells, and so that helps. But if it's accumulated over a chronic period of time, I think that's where the risk starts building up.
And that's why it's important when we have these conversations is to change your habits.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can have a more productive and clean life.
Right.
Good idea. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy started this company about 12 years ago, a retired command sergeant major, and is now the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaching in over 47 different places. And he just took 13 or 14 of his instructors down to Front Sight. And so we could all shoot and learn new techniques and stuff so we can help our students. And whether it's a regular class or a private class, if you don't see the class that you want, you give Ted Leidy a call at 530-999-1822, and he's going to set you up the class that you want to see happen. Learn more at usgunpro.com. We'll be right back.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Shasta County, my name is Chris Kellstrom and I'm running for Shasta County District 5 Supervisor. There's a lot of issues that need to be discussed leading up to next year's election. Crime, fires, a new jail, and state as well as federal mandates. You can reach me at Kellstrom4DIST5@yahoo.com. That's Kellstrom4DIST5@yahoo.com. Or call 530-744-4539. I look forward to earning your vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Redding Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
And welcome back to our morning show. I want to do a shout-out to John Barrett. Happy birthday, buddy. Should have done that in the early hour. John is our neighbor across the street.
John Barrett.
And Michelle, thank you so much for both of you taking care of Odina while we were on this 2,000-mile road trip plus.
You keep talking about this 2,000-mile. It's not like it was 1,000 there, 1,000 back.
And some variations along the way.
Well, there were variations when you
I didn't really add up my miles, but I will do that when
we... My GPS is, GPS is a, it's like a...
crapshoot.
It's like an area weapon. It's not a sniper's rifle. It's an area weapon that just kind of like vomits something onto your screen. And yes, there's Reno there, but let us take you through the Infinity Road. And then here's the best road we've been on in Nevada. 4 lanes, brand new, 45 miles an hour. Right. And I thought this must be something wrong here because cars are just blowing by us. So okay, let's speed it up, speed it up, speed it up. And then we'd go 55. And I'm going, there's something wrong here. You know, is this a trap? Is this a way that they can't take enough of money away from you in the casinos? Now they're going after you on the road. And we come to it, and then we kind of make this turn, and all of a sudden is all of these warehousing districts.
Yeah, outside of Reno, that was a trap.
Walmart, Amazon. I mean, they're just everywhere. And so we came in from a flank attack into the onto the 50, got on the 50, and then we were right back up to race as fast as you can or a truck will run you over. Until we got out of Reno.
That was an interesting area.
Ooh. Anyway.
Yeah. So. And we went through Mercury. That was an interesting whole
Mercury?
Story. Mercury's on the outskirts of, you go through, it's a town
Vegas.
Where they've done nuclear testing.
They did, at one time, this in the 50s up until early 60s, there was like 10,000 people living in the middle of the desert here. And you also have Creech Air Force Base right outside of
Las Vegas.
That's where all the drones are flown. So you see all these target ranges out there, and you're going, oh, this is here. Anyway, just little things you learn.
Right.
We are here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, and we're learning about lung cancer. There was something you said that, because lung cancer is tough to pick up on an x-ray till it's too late.
That's correct, Carl. So unless it's too late, it's very difficult to find out smaller lesions in lung cancer. And what happens is, for us, where we are in the cancer treatment cycle, the sooner we pick it up, the better we do overall result-wise. There are cures even in lung cancer, which we consider pretty bad, and it's improving. But as long as we can detect them early stages, like we were talking, Linda, earlier. So the staging step that we do for all cancers, especially in lung cancer, is the same, but it helps us identify which ones will do better overall. So there are 4 stages in lung cancer, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. If it is detected late in 4 or late 3, there's very little we can do. I mean, there are still cures possible, but very small, less than 5-10% people would be cured in that situation. Whereas if we detect people in early stages, stage 1, stage 2, the chances of cure are much higher, in the range of almost 70-80%, sometimes 90% there.
So some of the symptoms are coughing.
Right.
Wheezing.
Coughing. Very non-specific symptoms. I cannot say that this is one you should pick up. Anything related to lung, cough, infection, pain, breathing problem, One significant would be hemoptysis, but even that is not specific to it. It can happen in different other situations also. And by that time, it's far advanced anyway. So it's very difficult to pick up early stages one. So that's where the screening actually comes. Remember we were talking, Carl, about there are three screening things that have actually helped us improve our cure rates in cancer, cervix cancer screening, colonoscopy screening, and this is coming up. This has been done in the last 4 or 5 years. We are getting more and more better at the screening for lung cancer, and it's improving. But we still are far from our target that we want to achieve.
Well, I know that breast cancer, colon cancer, and cervical cancer can be caught early, and it can be cured. So what we're striving for here is this, you know, to let people know that there are these other ways of screening for lung cancer. And if you have somebody in your family, if you've got a history of it, you know, in your family, your doctor needs to know this so they can go in and do a low-dose CAT scan.
The low-dose CAT scan initially was started almost 10 years ago. But it's more now in the last 4 or 5 years. Now the insurances are covering all patients, most of the insurances are covering it now nowadays, and the low dose one exposes you to minimal radiation, because that's something our patients are worried about, repeatedly doing CAT scans and exposing, because we don't want to do that as well. We don't want to cause a problem, because radiation itself can cause problem to the lung parenchyma too. So this low dose is the right very minimal amount of radiation exposure happens, and it's helps us detect these cancers early on, so we can help in improving the cure rates on early diagnosed cancer.
What would you say to the person listening that maybe is not insured? Somewhere they just, you know, maybe want to just do a walk-in clinic and have not been insured. What would you say to those that maybe those people that are listening?
Yeah, there are a few people who are worried about it. They know they have a long history of smoking. That is a good thing to keep in mind and make sure your doctor knows how long you have smoked. If you have quit smoking in the last 15 years, anybody above anywhere 55 to 75, that's their age group, and more than 30 years of smoking history. Those are the three criteria they're used for the screening, low-dose CT scans. And it's available in Reading. MD Imaging has it, and we can order it in the hospitals too, I think.
But if people aren't insured and they're nervous about how it...
They have a cash pay program. I think it's less than... I'm not sure recent what their number is, but a few years back I was talking with somebody in MD Imaging, and they were saying they could do in the range of something, $250, $300, something like that. Cash. They have a cash pay program there.
Okay, so that if you aren't insured and you're thinking with the, you've got the persistent cough and the wheezing, and then I guess that once you find out you maybe have it, then I guess the next thing would be try to get some kind of insurance, And maybe there are some insurances that aren't preconditioned.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, unless a diagnosis is made, they cannot count it as a precondition. So if you have symptoms, please check it.
Yeah, right. All right, so we're talking to our wonderful Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, who owns PACE, who is the person who created PACE Cancer Center. Why PACE?
PACE is positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Yeah, see, it means things.
I like that.
So this is actually, it was a very interesting, cute story behind it. I was trying to, it was initially with under my name, and then I wanted to have something. So our patients voted on it. We said we come up with various names, and they voted on it, and this was what won.
Your patients.
My patients.
Oh, that's great. Hey, you know what? You know, Pramila, I love seeing you, and you know that. We love seeing you all the time, and I love seeing you in this setting. No offense, but I would prefer just to see you in this.
or dinner sometime.
Now your husband, not so bad, you know, because I always wake up. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda, for having me. It's always a pleasure coming back here and chatting with you.
Well, you know, need to do this, like we said, on a semi-regular basis when we can pin you or your hubby down. Hey, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
So think about that. Think about the Giving Tuesday and the number of great, great organizations that are out there. Don't you have one, Pramila?
Our Pace Cancer Center sponsors Lung Affair. That is a non-for-profit from Pace Cancer Center. And that's geared entirely for lung cancer prevention, which includes smoking prevention, smoking education, awareness in public about smoking, and other avenues like vaping, marijuana, all those. We try to educate the people. We have a educator who goes to schools. For last 2 years, it hasn't happened. But he was doing it before, and we are my nurse. She's trained in it, and she will be doing as and when we are able to do it. But we do other public education programs in the community,
and it's called
Lung Affair.
Lung Affair. Okay, we have to get running here, but tomorrow we're going to have, it's the last day of the month, we're having Haven Humane with us, having a couple other groups there, but everybody be thinking about Giving Tuesday. There's lots of great organizations out there that have been hit hard over the last 2 years because of COVID. Think about giving tomorrow, but we're going to talk a lot about it tomorrow. Hey, it's Good Guys Against Bad Guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.